made it through another couple of rounds, and it takes a long time to get through this, but everything's going good so far. And I guess I'll take questions if we have any. Oh boy.
What stood out about Fackrell to you?
He's kind of an all-around guy. Has the ability to rush the passer, but he's got good ability in space. Good athlete. We liked him. Played some ball.
Is he an all-around kind of player as far as run defense, pass rush? You know what you guys look for at that position?
Yeah, we think so. We think so. Sure.
Ted, how much do you weigh the age factor there? You know, the fact he's already 25, maybe you only get one contract out of him, or your first round guy last night.
Not a lot. We take things like that into account, but not a lot.
How much different?
We did a guy yesterday that was like 19, but it wasn't on purpose.
Ted, how much did you look at him pre-injury and post-injury, and did you see much of a difference in the way he was able to play?
No, not now. No. We tried to compare him before and after, if that's what you're asking. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
Do you anticipate he may be even stronger this season, 2 years removed from the injury?
Well, that's normal progression of things, yeah, especially a young man like that. I'm sorry?
What's Spriggs' position in the NFL, do you think?
Well, I've seen him play tackle and at all-star games and on all of his tapes, so he's always been a tackle.
What kind of impression did Jason make on you at the Senior Bowl?
Very good. What's evident right away is his remarkable athletic ability, ability to bend and move his feet and run. If I'm not mistaken, he's one of the fastest guys at the combine in the offensive line grouping, and just a really good athlete. In fact, I guess he's toyed with playing a little basketball down there at Indiana. Not sure if he actually has or not.
Was it a tough decision to give up the two extra picks to get Spriggs, or that just a sign of how much you really liked this guy?
It's just, we were sweating it, looking at the board, and it just didn't look like the board was going to hold up all the way. So we felt like we're always making phone calls, always talking to other teams, and there came an opportunity, and it might have been a little bit conservative on my part, but I felt like I'd rather have him than risk losing him.
Ted, what does that mean when you say that about the board, that you're in the second round and you're running out of guys with second round grades?
No, I'm looking at people that I really want at that particular spot, or we really want at that particular spot.
Were you worried about a division team possibly getting him before your pick?
I'm really worried about all things at all times.
Well, that's a yes.
Could be.
Ted, you know,
it's a tricky business. You don't know what you think. You'll go 12 names and you have little or no interest in them. And I'm being facetious there. We know them all. We have some interest in some, but then all of a sudden, a guy will get traded, and it just surprises you. So,
is the fact that three of the offensive linemen have contracts that are going to be up after next year, is that a consideration when you're in the draft room, or you're not looking that far?
We don't speak to those matters, but everything's a consideration.
Does it make you breathe a little easier to know that you've got a guy now with a free agency situation coming up in a year that can be plugged in here at left tackle?
I breathe pretty well most of the time anyway. But that's, I'm just kidding me. I've been at this too long today. I'm a little goofy. Well, it's always good to add another player that we think can play in the National Football League and compete on a very high level And so, yes, we're glad to have him.
And you mentioned the workout numbers for Spriggs, which are obviously pretty good. Does the game tape match that? And is there any ever concern about overvaluing some of those testing numbers?
No, well, that's a general question. I don't think so, because we don't try to overvalue them. We acknowledge them if they're there, but we don't make real business decisions based on a 40-yard dash. Having said that, we think he's a talented guy and has a chance to be a good player. He wants to be a good player. He's kind of into it, and had a nice conversation with him both down at the Senior Bowl and tonight.
Did his measurables or strength with a combination of 6'7", does that make him unique?
I don't know if unique's the right word. It's probably a little bit rare to have all those qualities. But like I said, I mean, you look at the total package, the intelligence, the athletic ability, the innate toughness. We think all those things he gets pretty good marks on.
Does Becknell remind you of anybody just because of his size? Is that sort of an unusually built guy, or is there someone who kind of comes to mind?
I don't know. It's interesting, Tom. I didn't think about that at the time. He's a little bit of a longer, linear guy, but so no, I can't think of anybody.
Does it help that he's actually played a position, or is that not really relevant to you? He's played 3-4 backer before.
Oh no, it's always nice for experience and that sort of thing.
Does he need to get stronger?
I don't know. I don't know how strong he is.
I think he had like 15 or 16 reps on the bench. I'm not sure if that again, if he plays to that or if that's a concern at all.
I can do 2. No, I mean we're not concerned with his play strength. It looks fine.
Two more, please.
Early on in your tenure, you accumulated lots of picks and traded back, and now you seem to freely trade up. Is that a reflection on how you feel your roster is, that you can afford to do a little bit of chasing when you want to? You don't have to accumulate lots of picks.
I don't know, Tom. It could be just me that I've changed and adapted over time. I think, if I will say this, and it's probably always been this way, when a player is available at our pick and it's somebody that we're really zoned in on, it's hard to get me off of it. The way that happens, that it does, you can get me off of it if there are a number, multitude of players, and we don't have to move too far. That I know that I'll still get the same quality of player.
Can you make that Spriggs move if you don't have those compensatory picks there? Or I should say, could you? But I mean, would you have if you didn't have those comp picks in your pocket?
I don't know. We really wanted to make him a Packer right about there. We felt like we were dancing with the devil if we waited too much farther.
You said you breathe pretty well. How are you breathing at inside linebacker right now, you think?
Pretty well.
Even if you like the guys you have, would you like to tomorrow add some competition at that position?
I would never discuss what we would like to do, don't I? On a draft day like this.
Thank you.